ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाश्रवेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भक्त्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। एते चमसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna, 10th canto, 14th chapter, text number 33 and 34. So there's no purport to text number 33. So we'll chant, and you can also follow 33, and then together we'll do text number 34. So, this is Vasanti Lakmitra chanted just like the Brahma Samhita prayers. Esham tu bhagame machyuta tavatastam ekadasai vahivayam bhate bhuri bhaga etat trishika chasakai rasikrit pibamaha sarvadyo angri udayamadvamrita savante. Translation: yet even though the extent of the good fortune of these residents of Vrindavan is inconceivable, we, 11 presiding deities of the various senses headed by Lord Shiva, are also most fortunate, because the senses of these devotees of Vrindavan are the cups through which we repeatedly drink the nectarian, intoxicating beverage of the honey of your lotus feet. Text number 34. Tad bhuri bhagyami hajanma kimapyatavyam. Yad gokule pit katamangri rajobhishekam. Yad jivitam tu nikilam bhagavan mukundas. Fadyapi yad padaraja shuti mrigyam eva. Tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kimapyatavyam. Yad gokule pikatamangri rajobhishekam. Yad jivitam tu nikilam bhagavan mukundas. Vajyapi yad pada raja suti mrigyam eva. Tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kim apyatavyam. Yad gokule pi katamangri rajobhishekam. Yad jivitam tu nikilam bhagavan mukundas. Tvatyapi yat pada raja shuti migyam eva. Tat, that, bhuri bhagyam, the greatest good fortune, iha, here, janma, the birth, kimapi, any whatsoever, atavyam, in the forest of Vrindavan, yat, which, gokule, in Gokul, api, even, katama, of any of the devotees, angri, of the feet, raja, by the dust, abhishekam, bathing, yat, whose, jivitam, life, to, indeed, nikilam, whole, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, Lord Mukunda, to, but, adyapi, even until now, yat, whose, padaraja, dust of the feet, shruti, by the Vedas, mrigyam, sought after, eva, certainly. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth, whatever, in this forest of Gokul, and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. Purport. This verse indicates that Lord Brahma desires to take birth even as the smallest blade of grass in Vrindavan, so that the holy residents of the Lord's abode may walk upon His head and bless Him with the dust of their feet. Being realistic, Lord Brahma does not aspire to directly achieve the dust of Lord Krishna's feet. Rather, He aspires for the mercy of the Lord's devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Brahma is willing to take birth even as a stone in a paved footpath in the Lord's abode. Since Brahma is the creator of the entire universe, we can just imagine the glorious position of the residents of Vrindavan. The Lord's devotees achieve their exalted position by unalloyed devotion and love. One cannot achieve such spiritual opulence by any puffed up material process or personal improvement. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada reveals the mind of Brahma as follows. But if I am not so fortunate to take birth within the forest of Vrindavan, I beg to be allowed to take birth outside the immediate area of Vrindavan, so that when the devotees go out, they will walk over me. Even that would be a great fortune for me. I am just aspiring for birth, in which I will be smeared by the dust of the devotees' feet. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yotopada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sahagana Raganatan Vidantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parinavasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vijagan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Manchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this chapter, Lord Brahma is praying to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma became bewildered somehow by the will of the Lord ultimately, and he was trying to see if Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by his power he took away the cows and then the gopas. But then Krishna displayed his opulence, and his Yogeshwar is the greatest of all the yogis, of all the mystic powers. And then Lord Brahma, he understood his insignificant position, or he was reminded again of his insignificant position. Lord Brahma is a great personality, very knowledgeable, a devotee of the Lord. But even the great devotees, sometimes they become bewildered. So, coming to his senses and realizing it again, his insignificant position, he's offering prayers, beautiful prayers to Krishna, glorifying Krishna, glorifying the devotees of Krishna, the good fortune of the devotees of Krishna. As in yesterday's verse, aho bhagyam, very famous verse, Nandagopavar Jaukasam, explaining about the good fortune of Nanda Maharaj and all the inhabitants of Braj. And here in this verse, text number 33, is again explaining also about the good fortune of the residents of Vrindavan. And it is inconceivable, the good fortune of the residents of Vrindavan. And it is also explaining about his good fortune and the good fortune of the other demigods headed by Lord Shiva. Because the demigods, so they have the duties, and they are servants of the Lord ultimately, and so they have different duties in regards to managing this whole material universe. And it is mentioned, as in this verse, that they are the presiding deities of the various senses. And so when the devotees are glorifying Krishna, or they are hearing about Krishna, then the specific demigods, they will also relish this glorification of the Lord. And by nature everyone is servant of Krishna or Vishnu. And by nature everyone is eternal, knowledgeable and blissful. But due to coming in contact with the material world, one actually becomes just the opposite. The situation in this world is impermanent, it is temporary, and one is actually born in ignorance in this material world. And the happiness which is experienced is very flickering. It is very insignificant. So, but by good fortune, if you come in contact with the Lord or His pure devotees, then our Krishna consciousness, our dormant Krishna consciousness can be awakened. And then we can realize our spiritual identity as the eternal servant of Krishna. And then we can be so blissful. Then Anandamudi Vadanam, then we can experience bliss at actually every step, as explained by Mahaprabhu in Shikshashtakam, and that is ever increasing. Of course, also in the life of the devotee, as a sadaka, or even the perfect devotees, by the Lord's arrangement and by the process of purification for the sadaka, so we feel some transcendental bliss while engaging devotional service, because by nature we are blissful, and the process of devotional service, bhakti, it is based on transcendental bliss, and Krishna is the source of all transcendental bliss. At the same time, some difficulties may be there, and then there will be some because of the difficulties we may experience some inconvenience, and then some distress may be there. But by being constantly engaged in devotional service, then we can overcome difficulties. And even the perfected beings, the pure devotees of the Lord, the associates of the Lord, they're constantly engaged in serving Krishna. But even there, different emotions are there, and sometimes the feelings of separation are there. And as here we can see Lord Brahma, so he became transcendently bewildered, mohit, Brahma Vimohan Lila. So the pastime of Lord Brahma being bewildered. So these different emotions are there, and then because of this situation, so he was bewildered, but then he came to his senses, and then he was feeling also some distress that how I was so foolish to doubt the position of Krishna. So different emotions are coming and going constantly in the devotee's life. But the underlying principle is transcendental bliss. Therefore we see and we say the ocean, bhakti rasamrita sindhu. So it is an ocean of love in which the devotees can swim if they are constantly engaged in devotional service. In text 34, Lord Brahma is praying to take any birth in Gokul, not even as a human being. Even if he wouldn't mind as an animal, or as it is revealed, even as a blade of grass. Because then he can have the good fortune of being bathed by the lotus, by the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. So that is very significant also. Although he's mentioning in the later part of this verse that the great souls, they're praying to Mukunda, to Krishna, the giver of liberation, whose face is very beautiful, like a lotus flower, or like a kunda, and that is also a beautiful flower. So they are praying to Krishna, and they are anticipating to be able to get the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. But Lord Brahma is saying, no, I'm not even aspiring for that. But I would be satisfied to get the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees, Krishna's associates, anyone in Braj. And that is actually the process in order to get the favor of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to approach the devotees of the Lord. First of all, the representative of the Lord, the spiritual master. But anyone who is engaged in devotional service, properly situated, we should beg for his mercy. And then we will be able to advance in spiritual life. Then we will be able to get the mercy of the associates of the Lord. And as Gauri Vaishnavas, we take shelter of not only Krishna, but we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kali Yuga Avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, who is ultimately none different from Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but with the golden complexion and the mood, the bhav, the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. And it is recommended in the ages of Kali to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to be able to get perfection, in order to be able to enter into Braj, the highest rank, Golok Vrindavan. Even Lord Brahma, so actually after these prayers, after chanting these prayers, he was blessed by Krishna. And Krishna, of course, is most merciful. And just like a father, he doesn't mind so much the mistakes of the child. So Brahma is just insignificant for Krishna, very insignificant jiva, living entity. But he has been given the position of the creator, subsequent creator, secondary creator of this material world, highest post in this material world, because he's qualified also. But still, in comparison to the Supreme Lord, totally insignificant. Or in comparison to the eternal associates of Krishna in Braj, is very insignificant. So the eternal associates of Krishna in Braj, they are most exalted. So that is recognized by Lord Brahma, and as explained here also in the purport, who is the creator of this system, of this material world. So what can be said about the position of the Brijavasis? Krishna's friends, those who have parental affection, Nanda Baba, Maria Shoda, the gopis of Braj, Srimati Radharani. So Brahma, he is offering these prayers to Krishna and respecting all the Brijavasis, seeing the good fortune of all of them. And Krishna mercifully accepted his prayers and his apologies. And then he went his way, performing his pastimes. Lord Brahma, he saw Krishna, excused him and forgave him. But still Lord Brahma, he was not fully satisfied. He was thinking, I'm such a fool. And so Krishna very mercifully, he forgave my offense, but I have to do something else. And so therefore, it is explained, he went to Navadvip. And he stayed there in Antardvip. So Navadvip, Nile Islands are there, which is the appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Antardvip, Mayapur. So that was, of course, long before Mahaprabhu's appearance. But these great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, so they know about the different incarnations, they know about Mahaprabhu. So he thought, let me just go there. And he went to Mayapur, Antardvip, the middle island. So Navadvip is like a lotus flower. And the middle part, Mayapur, Antardvip, is there, and then the eight islands are there. Shimantadvip, Godrumdvip, Madhyadvip, Koladvip, Ritudvip, Mudradrumdvip, and Rudradvip. So he was there, and he was in a repentant mood, repenting and doing tapasya and praying for the mercy of the Lord. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and blessed him and told him that you do not worry, you should go back to your duty, and you do your bhajan, and you will have also the good fortune to appear when I will appear in a few thousand years. And so he blessed him, and so it is explained that then Lord Brahma, he appeared as Haridas Thakur, Brahma Haridas, Of course, it is mentioned also Prahlad Maharaj appeared in the form of Haridas Thakur, and there's one more son of one Brahmana, I can't remember his name, so which is quite inconceivable for a normal person to understand. The materialistic person, they can never understand, even as a devotee. So we may not so easily understand how this is possible, and we cannot really figure out how it is possible, three different personalities there in one person. But we have to accept what the authorities have explained, especially the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have revealed all these facts in their writings. So therefore we take shelter of the six Goswamis. And for us, they are the Mahajans, the great personalities, and we have to follow their footsteps. Mahajana yena ganta sapanta. So it is explained one has to follow the path choked out by the great personalities. So Lord Brahma himself is considered one of these Mahajans, great personalities, and we respect him, and he's the Adiguru in our Sampradaya. And we may recite sometimes these beautiful prayers, or especially the Brahma Samhita. And Prabhupada recommended that we chant the Brahma Samhita while we worship the deities on a daily basis, or at least when there's a Mahabhishek or when the deities are installed, the Brahma Samhita should be chanted. Very beautiful prayers. But even more important for us are the six Goswamis, because the most confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Gaur Leela and in Krishna Leela, they are the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani. So this is our aspiration to take shelter of course, our spiritual master, the previous Acharyas, and then Rupa Goswami, and then Rupa Goswami in Krishna Leela as Rupa Manjari, or Raghunath as Rati Manjari. So Lord Brahma, so he was blessed, and then again he performed his duties, and so we should, of course, we are very fortunate that by Prabhupada's mercy we are introduced into this process of devotional service, and Prabhupada has recommended that we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like the Yugadama is chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so it is recommended before chanting the Maha Mantra, which is most important mantra, that we should chant the Panchatattva Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and his associates, then it may be easier to chant the holy names properly and then to advance in spiritual life. And of course Prabhupada has installed beautiful deities as here Gonitai and in different places all over the world. Even before the worship of Radha Krishna, we should worship Sisi Gonitai or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Panchatattva or Gaur Gadadhar, and then we may be able to gain entrance into the pastimes of Krishna. So the main point also here in the verse and also in the purport is that we have to, before even taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and or Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and begging for the dust of the lotus feet, we should try to get the dust of the Vaishnava's lotus feet. First of all of the spiritual master, but then the previous Acharyas. Sirupa manjari pada semora sampada semora bhajana pujana semora pranadana semora abharana semora jivanera jivana. Beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur. Sirupa Manjari Pada. So we should take shelter of Sirupa Manjari. And Srila Prabhupada before leaving this world, he also asked Srimad Bhaktivinoda Narayan Raj to chant this beautiful song. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before leaving this world, he told one of his disciples, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, to chant this song. So of course, even before we can do that and take shelter of Rupa Manjari, we should take shelter of Rupa Goswami. And therefore Prabhupada, after in the Mangalacharan, after offering obeisances to his spiritual master, Omagyana Timirandasya, then after that he's taking shelter of Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Taking shelter of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, who has understood the Manobhishta, the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by taking shelter of the associates of Mahaprabhu, then it is possible to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and all the acharyas have explained that we should take shelter of the associates of Mahaprabhu, specifically Rupa Goswami and Sarupa Dhamadhar. In Manashiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has explained. When Rupa Goswami, when he arrived in Jagannath Puri, so he was a he had already received the mercy of Mahaprabhu. But still, just to teach all the sadhakas, he told Rupa Goswami, as he had come to Jagannath Puri and met Mahaprabhu, he told him, "You should go and take the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, and all the devotees were present." And then he did that also. So we have to take shelter of the spiritual master, we have to take shelter of all the Vaishnavas and beg for their mercy. And then it may be possible to attain shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then by his mercy we can enter into Braj Bhav, and there, or into Braj, and there also we cannot immediately take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, but we have to take shelter of the associates of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Those who aspire to be friends of Krishna, they will take shelter of Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam, Madhumangal, Subal, Ujjwal, who are the very dear friends of Krishna. And see how they were serving Krishna, in which mood, and praying to them, and discussing their pastimes. Krishna smaram janam chasya nija prishtam samitam tattakata rachastasya goryat vasambraja sada. Rupa Goswami has explained in Nectar of Devotion that we should always, Krishna smaram janam chasya, we should always remember Krishna, but then also Krishna's associates were dear to him. And in this way one should live in Braj. And of course those who want to enter Vatsalya Bhav, they have to take shelter of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And Prabhupada has explained in this chapter of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, that the devotees in Damodar Lila who want to come to the position just like a mother, just like Mother Yashoda, not Mother Yashoda, just like Mother Yashoda in Vatsalya Bhav, they should carefully see how Mother Yashoda was serving Krishna, in which mood she was doing her services, and then we may be able to get the blessing of Mother Yashoda, and then we may be able to be in that position of having motherly affection or fatherly affection. Or those who want to enter into the highest relationship, which most of our acharyas are, like the Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Lalita and Vishakha, the six Goswamis, they are manjaris, maidservants, or younger sakis. So, but we say maidservants, because they always want to serve the divine couple. They don't want to even directly serve Krishna, but they want to serve Radharani. They want to see that Radha and Krishna, they meet together. So we should take shelter of them, and then by praying to them, praying to Vrinda Devi, Purnamasi Devi, Yamuna Devi, then by getting all their blessings, then we can be fortunate to come in proximity of Srimati Radharani, and then we have a chance of serving Krishna, of approaching Krishna as per Radharani's desire. So that is of utmost importance, that we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, a sadaka first of the spiritual master, the assembled Vaishnavas. Like every day we pray, Vanchakal Patrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. The devotees are just like desire trees. They can fulfill our spiritual desires, ambitions. So of course we should not approach the spiritual master, the devotees, for some material benefit, only so that we may advance in spiritual life. So we may become free from unwanted things in the heart. The devotees are powerful, and with their knowledge, with the sword of knowledge, they can destroy our ignorance. They can cut our attachment to this material world, to this material body. And then by their mercy, we can be properly situated on the transcendental plane of the soul. We are spirit soul, so we have to come to that plane. Atma Tattva. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. And so we have the relationship with Krishna. So when we are properly situated beyond the three modes of material nature, then we can really serve Krishna. And really there is a loving exchange there. And then all these transcendental emotions will manifest from the soul proper. So it is a gradual process, and we have to follow this process, which is given by the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, based on chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The chanting of the holy names is the most important limb of the 64 limbs of devotional service. But then again, worshipping deities is very important. Hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita, or now every Monday we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is very important. Prabhupada said it is the postgraduate study. First we read the Bhagavad Gita, then we understand that Krishna is God and we are the servants of God. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. And then reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see from the lives of so many devotees how to engage in devotional service, how to act also according to Vana Ashram. We have to be properly situated in one Vana and one Ashram, and then we can properly then execute devotional service, and we can advance more and more Abhideya. And then when the heart becomes pure, then love for Krishna will manifest slowly but surely. And so, but always you have to be under the guidance of the spiritual master, the advanced devotees. It is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, even if one is on the platform of Bhav, which is very high platform, still then one has to associate with the Prema Bhaktas, Premi Bhaktas, those who have Krishna Prem, those who are liberated, the eternal associates, or those who have become liberated. And then we may also become liberated. Just like we can see even in the material world, first we go to kindergarten, then we go to primary school, then to secondary school, then we go to high school and so on. Then we study at the university, but even there's always a teacher there. And the university professor is there, we have some freedom there, and we have to then prepare for the PhD thesis. We have some freedom to study also, but some guidance has to be there, and then the final exam will be there, and then we'll be, if we pass, then we'll become a doctor or whatever, PhD. And so similarly in devotional life, right from the beginning to almost till the end, we need the guidance of the spiritual master, of the advanced devotees. Because material nature is very strong, and there's very every chance that one may deviate. I mean, even here Lord Brahma, he became bewildered with some kind of deviation from one point of view. Therefore, in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they don't like to discuss Brahma Vimohan Lila. Of course, we are part of the Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, but we are specifically under Mahaprabhu, whereas in Madhva Sampradaya, so they may also accept Mahaprabhu. But that they have Tattvavadis, they are known, they may have some slightly different understanding. And they don't have the highest realization of Braj Bhakti or the Gopi Bhav, but they accept Krishna as the Lord, and which is fine. But they don't like to discuss Brahma Vimohan Lila. How? Brahma can be bewildered, he's the Guru, he's the Adi Guru. The Guru can never be bewildered. But in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we respect Lord Brahma and we see him as the pastime of the Lord. And so in the pastime of the Lord, everything is possible. So even sometimes Lord Shiva or Narada Muni they become bewildered by the Lord's will. So then what to speak of devotees, of ourselves, sadhakas who are not yet perfect. There's every chance that we can be bewildered, that we deviate. So therefore we have to remain in the association of the spiritual master or the advanced devotees, and they can help us to be properly situated. And so that is the good fortune we have to be in the wonderful ISKCON society. When the devotees are there to always correct us, the president is there, or the sannyasis are there, or the department heads are there, and in this way we are also corrected if there is some slight deviation. So we have to take shelter of the Lord. In especially in the beginning we take shelter of the devotees, and then we learn how to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So every day is auspicious, but today, according to our calendar, it is Sankranti, also Ganga Saga Mela, Sankranti, so that is the sun entering Capricorn sign in Sanskrit or Hindi Makara, and that actually started yesterday, so therefore many the Brijbasis or the smarter Vidis, they followed yesterday when it actually entered the sign, and so it is auspicious. And usually there's a festival also, especially in South India, but even in Bengal or Northern India, they have some special offering for the deities, sweets made with gur and sesame, because that is heating, and now it is cold. In South India, they have payas, they have rice, which is cooked in gur, and even in Northern India, in some places, they have rice cooked in gur, and then they will add milk, also some dry fruits, some raisins, or some dates and nuts, and then they will offer to the Lord, and of course it is distributed also. And it is auspicious to give charity to the deities, to the Vaishnavas, and therefore we have heard some wonderful devotee give a nice donation to the deities. So that is then, of course, that can be done any day, but it is mentioned especially on this day, because we are busy in so many activities, so then especially for the householders to do something on this day, it is auspicious. And also on this day, actually Makar Sankranti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas on this day, on this Makar Sankranti. According to Titi, it was the next month, Magh Mas, Ditya Titi. But there's usually an overlapping because the lunar month is usually a little shorter than the solar month and the year also. Therefore, we have every 2.5 years, we have one extra month known as Purushottamas or Adhik Mas. So according to Titi, Mahaprabhu entered the Sannyasa Ashram in the next month, which is known as Magh Mas, which is after Purnima, on the Dvitiya Titi, the second day of the dark fortnight, Shukla Paksha. That was, of course, we know That is a wonderful, well, wonderful pastime, important pastime. But it is, of course, for the devotees. At that time, it was very devastating, especially for the mother, Sachimata, and also for his wife, Vishnupriya. She was just maybe 14, 15 years old, and they got married just maybe 4 or 5 years before. For the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, but coming as a devotee and very nicely situated as a householder, and he was a learned scholar. He was known as Pandit, Nimai Pandit, and known also as Vishwambar. Vishwambar, maintainer of the universe, actually. As a Supreme Lord, he's maintainer of the universe. But he came in order to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. So he himself, so then he was distributing the holy names. So he started in Mayapur, but then in order to spread the holy names more, he entered the sannyas ashram on this day, according to solar calendar. So he left Mayapur, and actually on this day, there's one devotee, famous devotee, Sridhar, Kolavecha Sridhar. So he was a Brahmana, but he didn't have so much wealth, so therefore he was selling some of his fruits or vegetables, and also bananas, and he was making leaf cups and the leaf plates he was selling. Kola vecha, kola means kela, banana, vecha, selling, Sridhar. And so a wonderful exchange was there many times with Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, like we devotees also, in general in India, you go to the sabjiwala to buy the fruits and the vegetables, and then there's a bag hanging there. No, you're selling too expensive. You're asking too much. For these bananas, 15 rupees should be only 12 rupees. Now it's maybe 30 rupees for 1 kilo, 20. When I first came here in 1980, we were bargaining also. The price was 2 rupees for 12 bananas. But we were bargaining, no, it's too much, you're paying 1.5 rupees. So Mahaprabhu was doing that, Nimai Pandit. No, you're selling too much. I'm not giving you this much. A loving exchange. And sometimes you were just staying. He was just taking the vegetables or the fruits and not paying even. So on this day he was asking for some loki, bitter gourd in English. I want some loki sabji. Okay, here you take. And then he went home and he asked his mother to make loki kheer. So that means boiling the loki, the vegetable, in the milk and adding some sugar. And then he was offering to his deity. He had one deity, Shaligram, he was worshipping, known as Raghunath. And so he offered, and he was accepting some and then giving to his associates, and a little bit for Vishnupriya also, and for his mother. And everyone was happy. But actually on this day something happened to Vishnupriya. So the ladies, the married ladies, usually they have a dhoti or a bindi. And here in the partition of the head, I have sindur, a red substance which is put, auspicious, for auspiciousness, which is showing that the woman is married. And they have some bangles also. And they have a Mangalsutra, an auspicious necklace that is all over, that is according to Vedic culture. Even Srimati Radharani, she has a Mangalsutra. And so also they have usually a nose ring. Or just a nose pin here. So she had a pin, a nose pin, which she got on the marriage day when she got married to Vishwambar, to Nimai Pandit. And she went to take bath in the morning in the Ganges. And somehow it came out and fell into the Ganges river. And then she was looking, she could not find. She came home and so she was thinking, this is not nice, not auspicious. And she was crying to Sachimata, and Sachimata consoled her, don't worry, not such a big problem, we'll buy a new one, don't worry. And then evening time came, and so the loki kheer was distributed. And then she was spending some time with his beloved Vishnu Priya. And usually Nimai Pandit, he was so much absorbed in kirtan. Of course, he was spending some time with his beloved wife, but mostly was engaged in kirtan, in teaching, and discussing philosophy. He was expert in nyaya, in logic, shastra, and then discussing Krishna's pastimes. But then evening time, little time he spent at home with his mother and then with his beloved wife and before taking rest. So this evening he spent some more time. And he was unusually was sober, very sober Mahaprabhu, Gambhir, very sober. Of course laughing is there also with his associates and chanting holy names, but he was very sober a lot of times. Also even at home with his wife. But that evening he was very jolly and spending more time, and he was thinking, she was a little apprehensive. What is happening? Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit was never like this. But then suddenly she was overcome by yoga nidra. Like this is happening, even devotees in the class many times, yoga nidra is there, falling asleep, or reading, or chanting japa. When prasadam is there, then no yoga nidra. Then we are enlivened. So she was overcome by yoga nidra and she fell asleep. And then Nimai Pandit was about to leave and Satchimata was there. And she had some feeling that he's going to leave. And then Nimai Pandit offered pranam to Satchimata. Sukumambalated her one time. So different ways of pranam, offering respect to the seniors. One is mentally, one is vocally, one is by gesture of holding the hands, and one is by circumambulating. Therefore we're circumambulating the temple at least one time or four times every day. That is a regulative principle. So she was circumambulating, he was circumambulating his mother one time and offered pranam. And she was simply stunned because she understood that now Nimai is leaving. And then Nimai left. And he crossed the Ganges River swimming. And everyone then, of course, then after some moments then she became again able to move. And of course she started crying, Nimai! Nimai! And everyone then of course came also. And then Mahaprabhu had already left. And then he went towards Katwa, which is not so far from Mayapur, to take sannyas. And everyone was completely devastated. And they went to the ghat also where he crossed. And because devotees are very personal, so they called this bathing place, which is known as ghat, Nirdai ghat. It is still there, Nirdai ghat. Daya means mercy, Nirdaya means no mercy. This ghat has no mercy. The ghat should have stopped Mahaprabhu crossing. But he didn't. So therefore they call Nirdaya ghat, merciless bathing place there. And then some of the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, and Jagananda Pandit, so they went there, they followed. Because the devotees, they were of course talking, Nimai left, Nimai left. So next morning also, like a wildfire, the news spread because he was well known, and then he went there. So these devotees, they went there and they saw Nimai Pandit. And then some people came there, and before already he had met Keshav Bharati and he had asked him, please give me sannyas. And he said, yes, you come, you may come to my place. Katwa, there was his place where he resided. And there then the devotees were there and everyone was watching, and they called the barber. There's a process of sannyas, and dust samskar is there. One is bathing in the holy place. Of course, first shaving, mundan samskar. So Maharaj also did shaving, right? Of course, we as devotees shave more often. Usually, at least once a month, Prabhupada is writing on Purnima Tithi. But before enter the sannyas ashram, one has to shave. And then here and here. And then one has to take bath in a holy river. And then afterwards, then the clothes are given. Usually there's a sacrifice also. So the Baba was there, and the devotees were crying because Mahaprabhu was so beautiful, and beautiful long hair, curly hair like we can see here also. And then he had to shave, and he was shaking. No, how can, because Mahaprabhu was so beautiful. 25, just before his 25th year, 1 month before, a little more than 1 month, 1.5 month, he was shaking. And now I cannot shave. And Nimai Pandit said, no, you must shave. And then finally, then, but he vowed that this is the last person I'm shaving. So he shaved and everyone crying. Even one time actually Prabhupada was relating that and he was crying also. We are not so advanced that we can cry, unfortunately. But so everyone was crying. And then, so then it was continued, the ceremony. So he took bath and then he was given the cloth and mantra. So the mantra which was there, he was, externally speaking, he was a Mayavadi. So therefore, she was giving Tattvam Asi. The mantra was Tattvam Asi, which was supposed to get. And he knew, Nimai Pandit is Mahaprabhu, is Vishwambar, is the Lord in everyone's heart. He knew the Mayavadi sannyasis are giving this. You are that. You are no different from the Lord. To some extent it is true. So he actually, before receiving the mantra, he was asking Keshav Bharati, so Tattvamasi, this is the mantra you're going to give me? In the ear he was saying. And Keshav Bharati said, yes. So in this way he was actually initiated by Mahaprabhu to become a devotee in the pastime. And then he gave him the mantra and he... So usually as the Mayavada sannyasis, they have different names. And so he gave the name to Mahaprabhu Krishna Chaitanya, which is actually Brahmachari name. So Mahaprabhu, he came to teach also one aspect, of course, of devotional service is humility, Trinadi Pisyonichena. So he just wanted to be remaining in this position as a servant. So therefore he accepted the title as a Brahmachari, assistant of the spiritual master, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Not the traditional name for the sannyasis of the Mayavadi school, because anyhow we didn't accept the Mayavadi school. And then, so of course, and after that he left towards Jagannath Puri. Very wonderful. And actually, by the way, the barber, so he vowed not to shave anymore and he didn't shave. And what he did, actually he became a sweet maker. He was making sweets. Yeah, Mithai Wala. So that happened on this day of Makar Sankranti. And also Ganga Sagar Mela, so that is also in Bengal. So the Ganges is entering the Ganges River. So this day there's a big festival and there's a holy place. That is where Kapil Muni was doing tapasya and incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapil Dev. And actually there's one great king was there, Sagar Maharaj. And so he wanted to bring actually Ganga Devi. And so he was doing sacrifice. And then there's a sacrificial horse was let loose. And then to show his supremacy. And if anyone wanted to challenge, that was a system, they were keeping the horse. So somehow that horse came to where Kapil Dev was doing tapasya and just stayed in his ashram. And then the sons, they were looking for the horse and they saw, oh, is there the Kapil Dev at his Muni's ashram? And somehow they were bewildered and they thought that he's just not ready to fight and they were going to kill him. But his empowered personality, when they approached him, he burnt them to ashes by his spiritual power and they were there. And then what to do? But then the son and then the grandson and Dilip, first Ajamansa was there and then Ayushman, and then afterwards Ashok or Dilip, And then Bhagiratha was there, who did tapasya so much so that Ganga Devi came with the help of Lord Shiva. And then, so from Gangotri, the Himalayas, that is the source, and then he came down, and Ganga Devi behind, and then went to Navadvip also, and there was one, and Muni, Janu Muni, so he swallowed her, but then he offered prayers to him, and she came out through his knee, therefore she is known as Janavi also, the daughter of Janu Muni, and she's known as Bhagirathi also, so because Bhagirath Muni brought her, and then she entered the Bay of Bengal, at that place known as Ganga Sagar, and there's a festival on this day in commemoration of that pastime also. Hare Krishna, Gantarachimar Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah, we are very far from Ganga. No. Yeah, Yamuna is there, and not only that, in Braj everything is there. You go to Govardhan, Manasi Ganga is there. Because one time the bridge buses, they want to go to Ganga. And then Krishna said, no need to go to such far place. I will call Ganga Devi. Ganga Devi is there. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. If you just say Ganga, Ganga.
Everybody say Ganga!
Ganga! Ganga! Jai. Hare Krishna. Ganga Devi ki.
Jai.